You're listening to the Obesity Revolution. We're adding fact to fat. You can join the revolution. Follow the conversation and Sean's weight loss journey at theobesityrevolution.com. Now, here's Sean Mulroney.
Welcome to the Obesity Revolution podcast. I am Sean Mulroney, and welcome. Thanks for joining us. And as you know, always go to theobesityrevolution.com. Also follow me on social media at I am Sean Mulroney. Let's get into this. Last week, I'm going to give a little bit of a recap and talk about the CNN health article that came out of Canada about obesity, that it would no longer be determined by weight alone. And I hope you listened to the full episode of part one, because it went into a little bit. It talks about the article, in which it will be in the bio, it will be in the notes, the article about dissecting obesity and suggest that a way to beat it and to prevent it. It's a shame that we have the after treatment, but we don't have the prevention. And I believe that we need to have prevention, especially in childhood obesity. But childhood obesity, 1 in 3 children in America are obese, or considered overweight, and that's a lot. And we need to reach them there and get the kids the treatment that they need to get them to a better health state, to get them to where they need to be. And, folks, I struggled with it. It started as a kid. Most people that have extreme obesity started their whole life had some kind of, effect, whether the environment that they lived in, whether the abuse, whether, the food, of course, all these things that play a part into it. And obesity is complex. And this article, really, I was reading it sort of, like I said before, sort of, sitting back and taking it in. And then all of a sudden I start reading it, and it was life-changing. And I want every one of you not just to take what I'm saying, but to read this and really see what they're talking about. And I'm glad that, we have some doctors that are finally realizing it, because the medical industry has been dismissive. And that needs to change. But after sharing their knowledge and experiences in their specific fields, they came up with this mind-blowing idea. And that obesity should not be measured by the numbers on the scale. And, I went in, touched a little bit, is that, somebody diagnosed with lung cancer after smoking for 50 years, we don't, write them away. We don't send them off onto an island and are dismissive, and we give them treatment. Or somebody with diabetes, or, stage 2, and because of eating, like crap in their middle school days, and then, alcoholics that are have liver damage, or, a drug addict, there's drug treatment centers. And so, all of that to say that we need to really focus on this and that come up with a plan, and these doctors did. And, if you don't have a plan, what's going to work is that we're just thrown, is that we're fat, lazy, disgusting, frumpy, grumpy, all that, which we're not. We are individuals. We are people. We matter. If you're struggling with obesity, you matter. And don't let anybody ever take that away. But these doctors suggest that relying on the BMI or body mass index is not enough. And defining the health of a person, because it does not give them enough information and doesn't allow the doctor to dig deeper before putting the patient into a BMI category. That's right. Let's get some more information. Let's talk to the person. Let's treat these the people that are like us, that the invisible individuals, or us that are hiding in the shadows that have been there and struggle with it. Let's get people to hear us and listen to us. And it's not just about people want to listen in order to give you an answer, instead of listening to find out what the answer is, and then talking to you and listening to you and finding out what the problem is. We need people to do that. And, this article, I have to tell you, was music to my ears. It really was. It made me so incredibly joyous to know that people really do look at us and want to help us. And, stuff that we've been talking about for years, stuff that I know that we know, And it's firsthand because we have experienced it and lived it, and finally being considered by professionals who are willing to do something about it. I mean, I am so fired up about this. And the results of this life-changing meeting of the minds, it came up with a five-step approach of treating obesity, okay? Now watch this. This isn't a simple, you know, and I'm not trying to reduce it in any way. Just bear with me, if you will, okay? But the first doctor, the first step that these doctors did was that they asked the patient. Did you hear that? They asked the patient if they are concerned about their health and their weight and ask if the patient would like to discuss it and pursue treatment. How about that? Not just the doctor coming in there and saying, you need treatment. You need to lose weight. Oh, you have a cough. Well, you need to lose weight. Oh, your fingernail's broken. You need to lose weight. Oh, your shoulder hurts. Well, you need to lose weight. Oh, you have allergies. You need to lose weight. No. Why don't you ask? You know, we need people to ask us rather than assume. And you know what assuming does. And we need to create awareness and kill the assumptions. That's what the obesity revolution is all about. That's what myself do. That's what Brandon has done. That's what he has figured out on killing these assumptions and then creating the awareness. And I'm glad that these doctors, you know, this our article sort of has blown new energy into the fight against obesity. And I'm so proud of these doctors. I mean, it's just amazing. And I'm in the process of even talking to a few of these doctors and, you know, to get them on the podcast and to get them, you know, what's going on, what are they dealing with, why did they go this angle. And I want to hear it firsthand from them. Because many of the healthcare and health and fitness industry have chosen to turn a blind eye to obesity, and yes, they have. And many in the general community have refused to consider that how they treat the children, or how the people with obesity, and especially childhood obesity, they don't want to do anything about it, and they just say, well, you need to, you know, eat less, move more. Well, we've heard that 1,000 times. And this will have significant impact on a child now and in the future of the child by trying. And what they do is they reconcile certain situations and abuse that they were forced to endure. See, it goes deeper than that. They need to find out, hey, listen, you know, let me ask you what's going on. Let's come up with a game plan because of what you've been through. And then the article goes on to tell about how obesity needs to be looked at as chronic illness. It needs to be treated rather than eat less, move more. And did you notice I said chronic illness, not terminal illness? Because obesity does not mean death unless it's ignored, because obesity does not equate to a death sentence. Did you hear that? And these doctors are daring to delve where no one else has wanted to do it before. Because obesity isn't glamorous, and it's not for the faint of heart. I'm telling you, I know that. And I challenge anybody to gain a bunch of weight and then take it off and see where they're at. Because it's not easy. And obesity leads to a myriad of other health problems. Don't get me wrong. Like heart disease, high blood pressure, diabetes. And losing body weight won't be the magical cure for these ailments. It's not going to be. Because you got to get healthy before you lose weight, not lose weight and get healthy. And we have it backwards because that's what we've been told. And if the patient has chosen to this and are chosen to and consistently participate in a healthy lifestyle, and that blood pressure is down, the A1C is down, like mine. I'm the healthiest I've ever been. Maybe their sleep apnea is gone. I mean, my sleep apnea, I've had it. I had severe sleep apnea. Now I have maybe one episode every hour, if that. And their general health is improving, and mine is. And we didn't gain the weight overnight. We're not going to lose it overnight. And that's how the doctor will determine if a patient is winning their fight against obesity. Now listen to me, mind you, I won't say the numbers on the scale mean nothing because they do have value, but numbers aren't the only value to be considered when you are considering a person's health. Did you hear me? That's not the only thing. And let me tell you again, medication does not mean you're weak, because what they have said is that another treatment option is about medication, and that the stigma associated with medications come around. And if it's that, if something, you're a diabetic, they need to be on insulin. The same thing for anything. Something's going on, heart medicine, you know, blood pressure, all these things, but then it's not just treating the source of where we're at. That's what I'm talking about. And like I said, I'm coming down, and I want to wrap this up real quick because this is amazing. And, you know, obesity, like I said, is a complex disease that cannot and does not require only one approach. And that's all we've gotten. That's all we have gotten. And that has to change, and it is. The days are looking brighter for people that are struggling with obesity because this requires a combination of treatment changes and choice of effectively fight and to effectively fight it and keep it from returning. That's the other thing. And the article ends with this statement. Before we had one recommendation, eat less and move more. But that was just one narrow view, listen to this, of a complicated condition of which there is no one root cause. Boom. Did you hear that? Let me read it again. Before we had one recommendation, eat less, move more. But that was just one narrow view of a complicated condition of which there is no one root cause. Man, that fires me up. And do you know how incredible it is to finally have someone and people that care about us with relevant credentials addressing obesity seriously and come up with at least a preliminary plan for fighting it? Awareness is good, but change based on what you have learned is best. We are fighting obesity. It's slow, but it's moving forward. And I don't mind. You know me. I don't mind tackling it, even if it's one country at a time. Did you hear me? And that's why the obesity revolution's there. That's why we have the world's greatest trainer in Brandon Glore, because he just didn't go and say, okay, do this and do that and assume. He listened to me and everybody else, and that's what he has. He has empathy, just like these doctors do that didn't necessarily struggle with obesity, but had the empathy. And you know what? That's what theobesityrevolution.com is. And listen, if you're struggling, I say, team up with us. We're here for you. We're going to help you. Whatever we can do, go to our program, our VIP program, where there's workouts, meal plans. Everything is there. Brandon designed the workouts. The first meal plan that I was ever on when I started 3.5 years ago is there. And plus support. And you know what? Obesity is complex, but you know what? We're finally dissecting it and finally finding out what these things, and there's no one root cause, but then I see change coming. Oh boy, do I see change coming, and I am excited. Hey, I love you all, folks. I love every one of you. And you know that. And I so thank you for supporting us and being there for us. And you know what? Until next time, I'm Sean Maroney. Get healthy. And we got this. And don't ever ever tell you you're not worth it, because you are. Until next time, take your life seriously and do something about it. Start today.
Thanks for listening to the Obesity Revolution. Now it's your time to join the revolution. You can follow Sean's weight loss journey and get coached by trainer extraordinaire Brandon Glore at theobesityrevolution.com.